AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Chinese government is opening an antitrust investigation of Google, along with imposing new tariffs on the U.S. It's in response to U.S. tariffs on China that take effect starting today. Ken Merritt is with Wedbush Security.
The tariff policies would definitely be negative to aggregate GDP growth. They would result in a spike in inflation in the near term, at least a step up in the price level. Trigger retaliatory actions by some countries.
There's a 30-day pause in tariffs against Canada and China. Anti-U.S. feelings are growing deeper in Canada. This woman lives in Newfoundland.
I feel like it's going to get pretty bad. Like, I mean, it's already bad, but with everything, like, I'm struggling right now to, like, even live with certain things.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman reports President Trump meets at the White House today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The stakes are high. The two men are expected to discuss not only Israel's war in the Gaza Strip, but also issues that could impact the wider Middle East.
Five people were shot at an adult education center in Sweden. The Swedish news agency reports, without providing sources, the perpetrator died by suicide. Police didn't immediately confirm that reporting. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is sparking Republican outrage over recent comments suggesting he and the state's first lady offered an immigrant with uncertain immigration status the opportunity to stay at their home. But a spokesman says he didn't actually make the offer and the person never moved in. Greenland's legislature is debating whether to prohibit political parties from receiving contributions from foreign or anonymous contributors after President Trump laid out ambitions for the U.S. to take over the vast island that belongs to Denmark. Before taking office for a second term, Trump said he would not rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. This is AP News. A legal case in New York has a Hollywood cast. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The federal judge presiding over the public feud between It Ends With Us actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni warned lawyers in court in New York Monday not to make fiery public statements, which could taint a jury pool. Neither actor was there. A lawyer for Lively says Baldoni's attorney made inflammatory statements publicly that were devastating to her. A lawyer for Baldoni and his associates says his clients have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in damages from Lively's claims that she was sexually harassed on the movie's set. The judge told both sides he could move up the March 2026 court date if press surrounding the actors opposing lawsuits does not die down. Julie Walker, New York.
Soaring egg prices have increased interest in backyard chickens. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.